Racing Pulse with Michael Felgate.
Morning, Sam. How are you, mate?
Morning, Michael. Very well, thanks.
Would have been a pretty quiet week for you and your dad. Not much going on. Super Seth runs tomorrow. He's got his spot in the All-Star Mile after the announcement of the top 10 yesterday.
Yeah, no, it's pretty exciting to obviously have that opportunity and option to head to the All-Star Mile with him. And yeah, we're pretty happy that it obviously shifts around at Metro Tracks and you know, get to get over the mile, hopefully at Caulfield again, if, you know, all things going well.
What's your gut feel? Will he run, or does he have to win tomorrow to head to the All-Star Mile?
Yeah, it probably all depends on how he equips himself, you know, tomorrow. And look, I guess if he was a really impressive winner tomorrow, we'd be silly not to go and run him in the All-Star Mile at Caulfield, you know, over a mile. So I think, you know, we'll just get through the race tomorrow and then see how he comes through and then make a decision from there.
We'll talk about Hanseatic, but while we're speaking of Super Seth, how do you see the futurity? It's only a small field, which it could play into his hands.
Yeah, look, it's a small field. It's obviously probably, you know, the three main chances, you know, with Melody Bell, Colding and Super Seth. Hopefully they can just roll along it. Yeah, look, we're very happy with him. We feel like he's in very good form. You know, he showed he handled soft going last time, and you know, he may even appreciate getting back on top of the ground now. And he's really becoming a furnished product at home. He's, you know, so much more relaxed now around the stable and in his work, and even in his races, he's racing so much more tractably that, you know, from the gate that he's drawn, you know, he might lob, you know, right behind the speed, and he should relax and hopefully quicken really well.
Who's the one to beat?
Oh, look, I think Melody Bell would be. You wouldn't be taking her too lightly. She's obviously a superstar and was pretty incredible in the spring. So, you know, when they bring one over, they're normally not here to run second.
You've got so many good horses in your stable. Do you work the older stars with Hanseatic or your best two-year-olds, or do you try and keep them to their own age group when you're working them at home?
Look, he does all his work on his own, Hanseatic. We don't do a lot with him. He keeps himself naturally very fit and very aerobic, and he worked on Tuesday morning just on his own and didn't do a whole lot, didn't need him to run a lot of time. And, you know, his rider, Paul, knows him really well. He's been riding him, you know, from day one. And, yeah, so we don't tend to work him in company. Super Seth's pretty similar. We, you know, we do him on his own, and, you know, occasionally we'll put him in behind something and just get him to switch off. But, yeah, a lot of those... nice horses just do their work on their own.
Has Hanseatic improved since his stunning win in the Premier?
We think so. Yeah, we do. He's you know, we think he'll really appreciate getting out to the 1200, and you know, obviously it's been much talked about the barrier, but you know, it is what it is, and you know, we won't be bustling him out of the gates to be anywhere he doesn't want to be. And you know, if he lands in a good spot, then and that's great. If not, then Luke will have to earn his money.
Where do you think he'll be? Do you have nightmares that he could be back third, fourth, or three pairs, four pairs back on the fence?
Look, he may well end up there, I guess. You know, the good thing in the Group 1s and, you know, the Colts divisions of the Preview and the Prelude have been run at pretty ordinary, you know, early sectionals, and they haven't run much time, and it's probably not actually, that probably haven't been run to suit him. He's, you know, he's been getting quite keen in those races, and you probably appreciate a rolling tempo, and it hopefully looks like it'll be like that on Saturday. And yeah, there'll be horses there that won't run a strong 1200, and you just don't want them to be falling into your lap, so the gaps will appear. And you know, Luke will just have to be patient from wherever he is. And you know, we feel like if he can just get some clear running, you know, for the last 200 or 300 metres, he can hopefully run down whatever's in front of him.
There's been a lot of talk also that the Barrier 1 means he'll be in the barrier for a reasonably long amount of time, and he's a horse that can get hot or stirred up before the races. Have you seen an improvement in that within himself in the past couple of weeks?
Yeah, look, he was a lot better last, you know, saddling up and the pre-parade ring. I think the barrier thing, he's just playful. He's not malicious, and he doesn't mean any harm by anything. He just has a bit of a look when he's going in, and has a play around, and then he always just walks in the end. He'll be in there a while, but Luke knows him well, and he drew two last time and remained pretty calm. I watched the head on in Stewart's vision, and horse went off next to him, and he stayed pretty relaxed. And I think we've got the right rider on board, and you want the person to know the horse really well, and we're confident that he'll just keep him nice and calm behind there. And yeah, I guess the good thing is he's done something wrong, every start, whether it's saddling him pre-parade, around at the gates, and he still keeps performing, so maybe it's a good sign.
It's hard for us to get much out of your old man publicly, but do you, in the training tower at home, have a chat to him and say, you've had some pretty good two-year-olds with your brothers back in the day. Where do you think Hanseatic fits in?
Yeah, I asked him about that. He's always maintained he thinks Alinghi was probably the best source he's had anything to do with. So he wouldn't put him in that category. But after her, I think all going well Saturday, I think he thinks he's one of the smartest ones he's had. Mm. Himself, obviously, and we truly do believe that he's superior horse to what Lyre was last year, and he's got to turn a foot that. I don't think we've got a horse in the stable, older horse or anything, that can quicken like he does as soon as you ask. And he's never been any different, really, from day one.
Is the barrier his main obstacle, or is there another runner in the race that you think could test him? Because the battle with rulership last start was brilliant.
Yeah, it was. It was, and he's probably got the tactical advantage. And I think Mark Zara, he trialled Hanseatic one day, and I think he knows what's under the bonnet there, so I think you'll probably have us in your sights for most of the race, making sure we're probably not going to have a clear run. But look, I think rulership's probably the main danger, and then obviously Kieran and Dave have got an army of horses, and away games done nothing wrong. She just keeps performing, so you'd probably think rulership and away game are the two main dangers.
Could be a big day for the stable, not just in the Group 1s. We kick it off with Just Benjamin. He was good last start in front. He probably didn't look overly comfortable leading. Would you like to have a sit tomorrow?
Yeah, definitely. No, he won't be. He won't be leading tomorrow. He'll be ridden with cover, and hopefully there's a nice rolling tempo. And he's going really well. He seems to keep improving, and we're taking him sort of run by run. The Mornington Cup's the aim, but we'll just keep assessing him as he comes along, but he'll appreciate the 2000, and we really want him to roll along. And first up in Australia, they went an okay tempo, but ridden cold, he really rattled home, and he was just probably ridden upside down last start, and he was really waiting for them. We think there's something to chase. You'll see a much better performance.
Mm. Well, we see a much better performance. He's going to be very hard to beat, hence his price, his favourite. Southbank, we'll get to in a moment, but Groundswell, I remember talking to you before his first up run, and you actually had him on top of Super Seth. Was it just the wet track that brought him undone?
Yeah, we think so. Look, we had the blinkers off him and the wet track, but it was a case of, you've probably got to put it down to one or the other, but we really felt the soft track. He ran in the Carbine Club on a soft 7 on a heavy 8, and he was okay in it. He ran okay, but on top of the ground, he's within a length of alligator blood and Super Seth, and he's right up there on top of the ground. So hopefully it keeps drying out for his sake, and if it gets to a good form, we put the blinkers back on, but that's he'll hold a spot there or thereabouts. And his work's been super. It's never easy when you come back off that sort of run to be really confident with a horse, but we think he'll bounce right back, and it seems a perfect race for him. We missed the CSAs last week, to really focus on this one, and hopefully it can pay dividends.
He's $7. Have punters just forgotten him too quickly?
Well, I think he was obviously beaten a really long way, but when they don't handle it, they just don't handle it. And Luke said as soon as he jumped out last start, he could barely keep up. He really wasn't travelling at all. So I think if he was running in this race first up, I would have thought he'd be $3 or something like that. So, he's probably over the odds at that price.
And what about Southbank? Again, she wasn't beaten too far, finishing 6 of 9 first up, but second up, are you expecting a more brilliant performance?
Yeah. Look, we've ridden her quiet twice, and she was beaten 8 lengths in a maiden at Ballarat, and she was plain last up by the standards that we hold her in. Mm. So we nearly put the blinkers on her in the 1,000 guineas. We'd worked her in them, and she went a lot better in them, but we just wanted to hold off till this prep. So the blinkers go on, and Tim Clark is a good positive rider. We'll probably get her out of the gates and look to sit handy enough. There might be good speed with Acting and Lady Lupino, and look, she'll be right there. And she's a filly we think will get out to 2,000 metres. And, we'd be pretty disappointed if she's not running in the first two, I think.
All right, that's a good push for the punters as well. And you've got Warning up in Sydney in the Hobartville. Can he do anything first up?
Oh, look, he'll get well back. He's drawn the widest gate. He'll be working home. I think, we all know he'll come into his own when he gets out to, the Rose Hill Guineas and then the Derby, and who knows, you might see him in a Sydney Cup as well.
I saw during the week Holmesman trolled brilliantly. Will he be first up into the Australian Cup?
No, he's going to go to the Tipping Norton. He's heading up to Sydney tomorrow. He'll go Tipping Norton, take on Avilius and Tiaka Shark, but it was a really good trial. Ben Nolan's jumping aboard. He was really happy with him. He knows the horse well. So, he seems to be tracking really nicely.
All right, Sam, final word. Is the Diamond favourite your best of the day?
Yeah, I think he is.
Good luck, Sam.
Cheers, thanks.
Sam Free.